Welcome to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne will teach you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.
In this episode of Claim Your Excellent Life, we are going to be talking about listening to your body for true health and happiness. I can't tell you how many of my clients are anxious, depressed, or maybe they just have no energy because they just won't listen to their bodies. It's really a simple thing. When you know that you've been diagnosed with some sort of illness and you are told that if you stay away from certain foods, you will no longer have certain responses. I will give you an example of this. Recently, I was working with a client who had polycystic ovarian disease. And one of her major complaints was that she felt anxious all the time. It was really getting in the way of her living a good life. It also created a lot of irritability due to feeling down, depressed at times. One of the things that she knew would help her out quite a bit would be to stay on a diet that had very few carbohydrates, certainly no processed carbs, only complex carbs and few of them would certainly help her out a lot. She also realized that if she did her yoga and got other exercise in, this also helped her immensely, not only in helping to even out her mood swings, but also in terms of feeling better about herself. She was able to drop weight pretty successfully by doing what she needed to do to feel better emotionally. However, it took quite a bit of convincing after doing a big, long intake and a lot of work for her to really commit herself to doing what she needed to do to make herself feel a whole lot better. And now she is doing a lot better for taking those actions. Another client of mine I worked with quite a while ago also was suffering from anxiety. In her case, she had a slight tremor that would occur. They really don't know why this is happening. However, when it happens, sometimes she goes into full-blown anxiety attacks, which makes her feel bad about herself and makes her not want to really spend a whole lot of time with her friends and family. Well, she's okay with the people who are close to her because they understand, but people who she doesn't really know too well, it's a problem. So one of the things that we found was problematic for her was caffeine. She likes to drink a lot of coffee. And caffeine revs up her entire system. And in that revving up of her system, this tends to bring on her anxiety attacks. So she realizes that if she would stop drinking the caffeine, or at least limit it, she could probably do very well and not have any anxiety attacks. There's another client of mine who had adrenal burnout, diagnosed by a doctor. And when people have adrenal burnout and they eat carbohydrates, it's almost a magic sleeping pill for them. They get really, really, really tired. And then they need to eat some proteins and fats to come awake again. And almost all of a sudden, they come awake. It's amazing. And again with her, she knew that this worked for quite a period of time for her. And yet, for some reason, she decided to stop doing it, and then she's wondering why she's feeling sleepy after she eats her carbohydrates. Listen, folks, this isn't brain science. If you know that you have an issue, do something about it. Take the steps necessary to listen to your body. It's trying to tell you something. It's trying to tell you that it needs you to do something differently. And if you do that something differently, your symptoms will go away, especially the emotionally based ones that are brought on by not listening to the physiological needs of your body. Another one. I have a client who has a problem with sleep disorders of some sort. And yet, what is she doing a lot of? She's on Facebook. Facebooking her friends, doing inane things. Her words, not mine. And the only problem with that is that we know through research that the light, the way it comes through the computer, is very invigorating. This is true of your computer, your iPads, your phones, wherever that bright light is. It's going to interfere with your sleep cycles if you use these devices close to your sleeping. So she decided instead to read or knit. These are two other things she can do, and she doesn't have to be in front of the computer, and it doesn't need to be a problem for her getting to sleep any longer. And the one that I really like the most, because it's probably the easiest to do in a lot of cases, is staying away from people who are negative or trigger your crazy behavior. I know in my case with my asthma, I've talked about this before, that when I get triggered, I'll have these really bad asthma attacks where I'm just coughing and coughing. And when I think about it, within the last 24 hours, I had a really destructive, argumentative, maybe even upsetting to tears type of interaction with somebody that sent me over the edge. And that's my body telling me those people are toxic. So I don't allow them in my life any longer. It's really simple. Do yourself a favor. If you know that you have some issues, health-wise, that bring on other symptoms, do what your body's telling you to do. And you can do this pretty easily, actually. If you just put yourself into a very relaxed state, where you close your eyes, and you just breathe in deeply a couple of times, get yourself into a very relaxed state doing this, and you can imagine a staircase, spiral in shape, and count yourself down from 10 to 1. And at that point, you can just ask yourself, what is it that's creating the negative emotions or the behaviors that you no longer want that are inciting a problem for yourself? And you just let it come in, and you'll get the answer. And then the next thing you need to ask is, what can I do instead of this thing that will take its place? So for the woman who stopped drinking coffee, she's going to be drinking herbal tea or water with lemon. For the people who have problems with carbohydrates, they have few complex carbohydrates and stay away from all the simple carbs. For people who are having a problem sleeping, they stay away from the screens that have all those bouncing lights all around that keep us awake. So you can go figure out what it is that you can do to shift what you're currently doing that's creating the problem to something that will work better for you. Go ahead and give it a try. You got nothing to lose. And it will probably take you only a few minutes to do this little exercise, and you'll probably come up with some very helpful hints of ways that you can be more comfortable, less irritated, as well as less irritating. And have fun with it. Because when you get answers to questions as to why it is that you're feeling negative emotions, anxiety or depression or whatever it is, it's very relieving. So go ahead and do this process if you are one of these people who fits into this paradigm. At this time, I would love to introduce you to a fantastic woman whose purpose is to inspire and empower others to be of service to humanity in a loving and caring manner while achieving their aspirations with integrity. Her name is Alicia Lawrence, and she has a podcast called I Live to Inspire. She also has a web blog where you can read the content. She says that everyone has their own definition of success and freedom, and she is moved to inspire you to get there by sharing her journey with you, called The Alicia Lawrence Show, I Live to Inspire, which you can easily find on Stitcher.com and iTunes. You love her warm, comforting Jamaican voice. If you'd prefer to read the content, go to her website at http://ilivetoinspire.com/podcast/. You will truly enjoy and learn much from what she shares with you.
Thank you for listening to the podcast, Claim Your Excellent Life, with your host, Suzanne Kellner-Zink, where she helps professional women learn how to be happy. Suzanne teaches you how to do this through building high self-esteem, relaxation and calm, and good, healthy relationships. Tune in every week as Suzanne shares effective strategies to help you claim your excellent life with happiness techniques, self-esteem building exercises, relationship tips, and relaxation information. Make sure to head over to dawningvisions.com to subscribe to the newsletter to receive your keys to happiness, as well as other useful free gifts for you.